Vivian Jennings, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, is Earl in?
Excuse me?
Is Earl there?
No, he's not.
He's not. Oh, okay. Do you know when he's going to be around?
He doesn't normally come in the office that often. Matthew's calling?
Yeah, this is Matthew. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I was actually following up with the guys. I sent Earl something in the mail probably 2 weeks ago, so I assume it's hit the mailbox by now. Maybe you can help me out. Do you help him out with some of the financing he does? Or?
I do not, but I can send you to the person who does.
Yeah, that'd be great. Who is that?
Her name is Debbie Wood.
Debbie. Okay, thank you, sir.
And what bank were you with?
Cardiff.
Okay, hold on.
Thanks.
Matthew?
Yeah.
I did not realize she actually has a few people in her office, so can I just take a message and have her call you back?
Yeah, that'd be great. She doesn't have an email by chance, does she?
She does. Would that be easier?
Yeah, that might be a little easier.
Yeah. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's going to be Debbie.
Okay.
And that is with a Y, I believe.
Debbie with a Y, got it.
Yeah. At... Smith and Jennings, and spell out and, A-N-D, it's not dot com.
Great. By chance, sir, do you know when the company usually does their financing? Or is that is that like an as-need type of situation where you guys get it as you need it? Like equipment or money that you need to take on new projects?
Probably on an as-needed basis. I have only been working here for like 3.5 months. And so I do project managing and job costs. So I don't really deal with that end of things. But Debbie does, and she... is very informative about it and probably can answer all your questions.
Sure. If you don't mind me asking one last one, do you know what type of equipment you guys usually use?
Oh, I mean, we have all kinds of backhoes and excavators, motor graders, dozers, curb machines, like IT-28.
What's a curb machine? I'm sorry, I never...
It helps form curbs.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I thought you said curve. Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. Curve machines. Got it. That's an interesting tool.
Yeah, it is.
Well, sounds great. I'd love to try to connect with Debbie if I can't get her by email. Does she have a voicemail?
Unfortunately, she does not. The phone system isn't. Wait, let me double check. I don't think. I've never sent anybody to voicemail, but let me double check. Hold on.
No problem. Thanks.
Hey, Vicky.
Do we have a voicemail? Like, this guy wants to start with
Debbie,
but I was going to send an email.
Okay.
So, like, is there a voicemail? Well, maybe we want to. Yeah, we don't have a voicemail set up. Gotcha. With the phone system, so. Email, or you could try back a little bit later would be best bet. Or you could just give me your phone number, and when she has time, I could have her call you.
Why don't I give you my number as well?
Okay.
My direct dial is 858-252-1487.
Okay.
And this is in regards to the company got approved for some equipment and some working capital. And, looks like about 250 grand worth. So I wanted to reach out, see if they got any projects they got coming up. in the future or anything they need now. That's kind of what I was calling about.
So okay, so you said it was 250.
Right.
1,000. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then Matthew.
Right. Yes, with Bank of Cardiff.
Can you spell that?
Sure thing. Cardiff is spelled C as in cat, A R, D as in dog, I F F like Frank.
F F Cardiff. Okay.
Mhm.
And where are y'all out of?
Well, we're based out here in California, yep. San Diego, the sunny side of San Diego.
And you said Earl Smith originally was the one who.
Well, Earl had a good relationship with a bank that's in our network, and based on that relationship and the good borrowing history that they had,
okay,
that's kind of how we got in touch.
Okay, sounds good. I will give her the message.
Alrighty. Well, thanks a lot, Sarah. Take care.